We crowned an NBA champion this past week. This coming week, it's the NBA draft. And with free agency and all of that coming, we try to decipher what will the New York Knicks do. To talk about the Knicks, we bring in Mark Berman from the New York Post. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. I know that they're not trading the third pick for Anthony Davis.
That we know. So let's start there then with Anthony Davis and this trade. And actually, let me back up even further. With the injury to Kevin Durant, you know, is it possible that things, and now the trade of Anthony Davis, is this sort of the worst case scenario of how things could have unfolded for the Knicks?
Close to it. The Durant injury is just devastating. The Knicks had every reason to believe they had a great shot at Durant, and they still are interested in Durant, but it's a diminished asset now. It's unbelievable how cursed this franchise is. Here's a guy they've been, you know, tracking for 1 year, and then a couple of games before the end of the season, he blows out his Achilles tendon. And, you know, Kerr said he's out for the season. And the big question, you know, the Knicks are willing to give him the money. But the question is, a 32-year-old Kevin Durant coming back in 2020-21, you know, what could you expect? But it's then, I mean, next season is shot. And, like, you want to build chemistry. And, and the other factor is, like, Kevin and Kyrie, you know, maybe they were talking about the Knicks. Kyrie is kind of more set on the Nets right now. But even sitting in a room with Kawhi, and the Knicks believe they have a meeting with Kawhi, that was part of the selling point. It's like, you know, we think KD wants to come, and you two can make this great pairing. But, you know, Kawhi just won a championship. If he's not going to, if he's going to come alone for next season, it's just probably not happening. It's just devastating, and it's just so Knicks-like to be so close to Kevin Durant as this best player in the NBA, and now you don't even know what you're getting if he decides, you know, to come to New York. And I feel like everything is all messed up with Kevin's mind right now. I don't think he knows what he wants to do.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the Knicks coming into the playoffs had a pretty decent shot at ending up with Durant, and the way the playoffs unfolded, it would seem that, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he stays, at least for the time being, stays in Golden State. Now, so I thought that, at least I thought that with the Knicks' plan for Durant, there was a smart strategy that I could look at and say, I understand where they're going with this. Now, it's not their fault that that strategy blew up due to injury. But what would be the smart strategic play, in your opinion, given the hand they are now dealt?
I think that there isn't one. I mean, that's the saddest part right now.
Right, but you've got Perry, and you have to make a move, and let's assume, I think you're right, that they'll go hard after Kawhi, but let's say Kawhi does not come. Let's say Kyrie decides to go someplace else, and he's not available. So if I take Kawhi, Kyrie, and KD off the table, Anthony Davis, at least for a year, is with the Lakers. You have all this max money. Don't they have to spend a certain amount of it? Would you go for a slower build? Who else would you be spending on? What would be your strategy?
Well, you just mentioned another point to the AD trade. He will be a Laker for a long time. If he went to Boston or Denver, which supposedly was interested, well, then maybe he was a one-year rental, and then you slide your cap space toward 2020 because he legitimately wanted to be either here or Los Angeles, but now he's where he wants to be, probably more than New York. So, you know, sliding your cap space to 2020 is not great because it's a weak free agent class. But the only thing I was thinking, maybe, and I don't know if Golden State would do this, so KD opts out, and then KD says, listen, I want a year to think about everything. I don't want a long-term deal, but I'm willing to sign with you for the year. And you get a raise for next season and then have another opt-out. and then he could choose again. But like Golden State is like almost throwing the money away. But you know, so then the Knicks would have another chance at KD if he just signs another 1 year deal. I mean, maybe not with Golden State, but somewhere else.
I don't think, you know, I'm going to say that if I'm Golden State, in order to do that, I'd probably give him the opt-out after 2 years. I don't think anybody would give it the 1 year. So let's say he's not going to play
Golden
next
State
year.
Golden would not want that. But, I mean, if it's goodwill and...
Even with goodwill. I think the goodwill deal is you give him 2 years and you rehab next year. We'll pay you for both. Rehab next year, you get a long-term contract, and you can opt out after two. Let's say that I'm going to put that on.
Well, KD could just opt in, and they have to pay him $32 million, so just a few million more. But, I mean, whatever. It would be goodwill for Golden State to say, all right, you could opt out. We'll give you the raise for another year. But, listen, I'm just saying that would be a great scenario for the Knicks if KD signs just one more year or opts in.
Or if he opted in. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And then they have a shot at him for 2020, and they roll their cap space. So that would be magnificent. But the options on the table, I mean, people are talking about D'Angelo, Russell, if Kyrie goes to the Nets.
Right.
But I don't think the Knicks consider him a max guy. I think they think he's a really good player and had a big year. But the Knicks have been very adamant. We don't want to pay a max contract to a player we don't think is a complete franchise changer. I don't know if he showed enough last year.
I hear you, but then what are you doing with the money? And
well,
wouldn't somebody like a D'Angelo Russell, who at least is young, and if you draft somebody and you've got a young team moving along, at least he's on the same timetable with your team? Does that make sense?
Yeah, listen, everything has changed.
Yeah.
So all this talk from Mills and Perry about we're not going to pay a non-max guy a max contract, well, they were thinking they were getting Kevin Durant.
Right.
So now it's like, yeah, I guess you may have to pay a non-max guy a max contract.
Yep.
It's Jimmy Butler, who, you know, they never even called Minnesota when he was on the block. That's what they thought of him at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a pretty good playoffs, but, you know, there's a lot of baggage with Butler. Tobias Harris, they definitely don't consider a max guy. They're not in a good situation. I mean, I wish I could give you the answer. The best situation is they draft Barrett. He turns into a really, really, you know, all-star caliber type player.
Yep.
Kevin Knox becomes an all-star because he's an offensive force, not much of a defensive player. Mitchell Robinson. I mean, they hired Craig Robinson, who's Michelle Obama's brother, to be their player development specialist. I mean, at this point, they need these young guys like Alonzo Trier to take another big step next season. They need these guys to really get better.
Right.
And,
so, but
and the other
players,
scenario.
Your players getting better and making a smart draft pick, which I think R.J. Barrett would be, you need luck with that and you need good developmental skills. But that still leaves the what are you going to do with all that money? And you have to spend some of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, In that scenario, you have to get up to a certain minimum, and you're going to be giving one-year deals to maybe a player like Danny Green or DeMarcus Cousins or, that's the scenario because, you still don't want to overpay a DeMarcus Cousins and give him a long-term deal when he's coming back from the Achilles.
Sure.
And he looked out of shape. He had some moments. But overall, I mean, I don't think Golden State is even going to touch him in free agency. But again, if the 2020 draft class looked better, you know, then you say, hey, just lay off. But they're going to have to do it again. I mean, I just cannot see giving a max contract to Tobias Harris.
I agree with
you.
No, you don't do that. If there's anybody, you said it before, if there's somebody that if Kyrie Irving goes to the Nets, you know, if you're going to take a chance on somebody with a max contract, to me it would be a D'Angelo Russell, who maybe you are overpaying. Well, time will tell, but at least there's a reason that he was the number two overall pick. You know, this is somebody who has a pedigree.
Yeah. No, listen, they may explore that. I mean, they do like Dennis Smith Jr., but he's still a question mark. Is he going to be an all-star point guard? Is he just a backup? I think they've kind of given up on Frank Ntilikina in terms of his upside. They look at him as a role player. But, yeah, D'Angelo could be someone that they heavily consider. And Russell knows New York, and he did a lot better here than in Los Angeles, so he likes the environment. But playing for the Knicks, there's a lot more pressure than playing for the Nets. And I think that's why Kyrie is focused on the Nets and even trying to get KD to say, hey, you know, we'll wait for you for a year, come to Brooklyn. There's a different scrutiny, and I think Kyrie knows that more than anyone. And he gets the advantages of playing in New York and being in New York and hanging out in New York, but not that crazy pressure of succeeding like when you're with the Knicks. But listen, the Knicks are not in a good situation. The lottery, everyone was thinking Zion, but we knew it was a 14% chance. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they actually beat the odds by 4-3, they actually did good on lottery night. Mm-hmm. But ever since then, it's kind of been a disaster.
Talking to Mark Berman from the Post about the Knicks. And so as you mentioned, they're the number three pick, the lottery, the draft is this week. And what do the Knicks think about R.J. Barrett? When we heard conversations about potentially trading picks for Anthony Davis and all of this, we knew that, you know, they would gladly trade the pick if they could have gotten Davis. But are they sold on R.J. Barrett? We heard talk about the Knicks potentially trading back. What are you hearing about what the Knicks actually think of Barrett?
Well, they would have to get a really, really strong offer to trade back. You know, they'd like to get 2-3 assets, and maybe they consider it, especially knowing that free agency has become a little murkier. I think they like Barrett, but I've been told that Ja Morant is higher on their board. Morant had that surgery a few weeks ago out of the blue. You know, Memphis may, you know, I was told they were leaning toward, you know, Morant after the lottery, and now he has surgery, and there was a report that, you know, Memphis was softening, but they can't get Barrett in for a workout because Barrett wants to play for the Knicks. So do they take Barrett without working him out and without a guy who really wants to be there? They, you know, Conley is tough to trade. The whole buzz was, oh, they'll take Morant and then they'll just trade Conley, but it's easier said than done. His contract is immense. He's not young. So, I mean, listen, I think Memphis is still going to take Morant, but I think the Knicks will be happy if Morant falls to 3. They like Barrett. I think there's some concerns about some, you know, his defense maybe. He doesn't go to his right hand very well. He's strictly, you know, very lefty dominant. And in college, he got to the basket at will. Is he going to be able to get to the basket at will in the NBA? He's not a great outside shooter yet. In fact, he was mediocre, but there's a lot of examples of, you know, players of great talent just improving their outside shooting. So I think they really like him, and I think that he could be an all-star in their eyes. But, I mean, there's still some question marks. He's not a sure thing. Obviously, Zion looks to be as close to a sure thing as an all-star player. Whether he's going to be, you know, like this crazy superstar that, you know, ESPN was trying to make it seem on lottery night, I don't know. But, I mean, I think Zion is a slam-dunk all-star.
Well, we'll see. Knicks fans hoping that if it's R.J. Barrett, that he becomes a slam-dunk all-star as well. Mark Berman, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Lori. Take care.